Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Sports Market, the first of the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope you had a safe and exciting holiday season, and it led into a nice and safe New Year's. I know a lot of people are still on lockdowns, so a lot of people probably weren't out, but if you're in the non-lockdown states, hope you were safe. If you were in the lockdown states or areas, hope you were able to have some bit of fun this holiday season. So we're back for another episode, first one of 2021. Top of the episode, we're going to run through what we normally do if you guys are interested in following Symbol. So this is the show that's all about turning sports teams into stocks. And it is a real money free market, stock market that you can trade. You can buy and sell teams as they are stocks. We work with a company, a website called Symbol Exchange. Symbol.app, APP, is their website. You can find them at Symbol Exchange on Twitter and at Symbol Exchange on Instagram as well. If you want to hit us up, we're at Shoot Sportsish on Twitter. I am down here in the corner. You can see at CM Says Stuff on Twitter. And if you want to take a look at our written work, we have some incredible writers, some fantastic writers. ShootingTheSportsIsh.com is our website. And you can catch all of our written content. And you can actually find links to our video content as well. If you want to like, share, subscribe, that would be incredible. And let's get into it. So really exciting. We have the NFL is coming to a close. Just put up an article yesterday that has some bullet points as to three stocks that I'm very excited to buy into and to be very high on going into the next season. It is Washington, Jacksonville, and Miami. Washington, obviously, because of where they are this year, I think they have exceeded expectation. They have a variety. They have a lot of money to work with as far as their cap goes. They're going to have a decent pick in the draft. Their biggest question mark is a quarterback, just who's going to play QB for them next year. Kyle Allen's coming back from injury. They just got rid of Haskins. Still not sure. They're just not sure on their quarterback spot right now. It's controversial, but not in a good way. So are they going to draft somebody? Some mock drafts have Kyle Trask going to them at 19. That would be very interesting if they could get somebody like Kyle Trask to fall to them. Do they pull the trigger with him? Do they go try and find somebody like Matt Ryan or a Matt Stafford in the offseason? So some interesting ideas for them. They're the ones really with the biggest hole because the quarterback position is the biggest singular position in all of sports, I believe, all of team sports. So that's Washington. Jacksonville, obviously they're going to have the number one pick. They've locked it in. Word released today that they are also without a head coach. So now they're looking at who to hire for the head coaching position. Places are reporting that they're interested in Urban Meyer, which, for any college football fan, probably already has a few more than a couple hot takes on that one. But it would be very interesting if they went the Urban Meyer route or if they decided to hire somebody else, if they went with like an Eric Bieniemy, who is a guy that's at the top of everybody's list and should be for a lot of coaching vacancies that are coming out. Jacksonville, number one pick. They're going to take a quarterback. Is it going to be Fields or Lawrence? And also they have a ton of cap room to work with. They are going to be able to make a lot of splashes here in this offseason with the amount of cap room that they have. And they're going to be able to add to a very talented team. That team, granted, their record is what it is, and I'm not going to try and fight their record. But there's at 1-14, there's a lot to be, there's a lot of desirable pieces on that squad. Their stock is coming in at $18.75 a share. It's actually trading higher right now than for 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 teams. So it's right there in the middle of trade value as far as it as a stock goes. Washington's right there, just below them at 1750. And then the third team that I wanted to draw attention to in the article is the Dolphins. They're going to win 10 games, win to get into the playoffs. They're 10-5, fighting for a playoff spot. They have absolutely exceeded expectation this year. They're going to have the Texans number one, or they're going to get the Texans first round pick, which is going to be a top five pick. I think it's going to be three or four. So that's going to be a huge get for Miami. They're going to have their own pick in the first round and the Texans pick. And they also have a ton of cap room to work with to add to a very talented team. So you would expect them to go get a dynamic wide receiver, something to add offensively to that core. And then I would expect the Texans pick, I would expect a player that wears, let's say, an Alabama jersey, maybe wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. And then with Miami's true pick in the first round, I would expect them to go to the defensive side of the ball. But they have a lot of stuff to work with. They're going to get a very talented skill position player with that Texans pick that they own from the Laremy Tunsil draft or trade. I think they also own the Texans first round pick next year as well. They got two, and I think it's next year as well, because I'm a Texans fan, so we're not going to get into that. But a lot of things really, really well working for Miami. They're going to have a franchise quarterback in Tua that's only going to get better in the offseason. He's going to come in next year. You would imagine he's got the whole set of keys to the kingdom. Right now, he's got like three-quarter set of the keys for some reason, but that is another debate that I'm willing to have with somebody. I think they're just – anyways. So Miami. So those three teams, couple of bullet points that I went in with them and just things to think about when you're looking to find a stock to be long on. I'm actually long on all three of these stocks right now. And then the other thing we want to look at with NFL teams is, oh, in Miami, the Dolphins are actually trading right now at $26 a share. So they have had, they've had really good movement this year. They started at about the $18 mark at the beginning of the season. Again, they're right at the $26 mark now. They've made just steady improvements the whole year. Very exciting to see what happens come the draft, come the offseason. And then these are some NFL teams that have value, but they also have coaching vacancies. And I'm sure there's more to come, but the ones that we're going to talk about are the Lions. The Lions are 5-10 right now. I can't believe I did this to myself. Well, you guys are going to see in real time what it's like to say something and then, yeah, they did. Of course they did. They fired Matt Patricia. I knew they did, and then I second-guessed myself. There you go, kids. Never second-guess yourself. Go with your gut. The Lions, good squad, older Matt Stafford, some talent on that roster. There's value there. Not a lot of value, though. Right now, and it really depends on who they hire as a head coach, the Falcons, the Lions, by the way, trading at $13 a share. The Falcons are trading at $15.15 a share. I actually like Atlanta a lot here. I think a great head coach spot for them. They're interviewing Raheem Morrison as well they should, because I think Raheem brought a little bit of life to that team once they got rid of everybody that they needed to get rid of before him. But I would be interested if the Lions or Atlanta didn't hire a guy like Bill O'Brien. Now, if you're a Texans fan like me, or if you're just somebody that likes to laugh at the terrible trades that GM Bill O'Brien makes, all well and good. 100% do it. Tweet your jokes at me because I'll laugh along with you. I may cry a little bit, but I'll laugh along with you. But head coach Bill O'Brien doesn't need to be overlooked, because head coach Bill O'Brien is a proven winner. He's got winning record after winning record after winning record in Houston. He's proven to be that he can win divisions, and he's proven that he can make noise in the playoffs. So for a team like the Lions in Atlanta that wants to get back on the right track, a guy like Bill O'Brien would be absolutely perfect for them. And I think he would succeed well, especially with a team like Atlanta. They just have a lot of weapons. They've got a lot of talent. I think he can be somebody that can come in, really expose a lot of that talent and help Atlanta get back to competing for division titles, even with the Saints and the Bucks in there. I think he can get them back to being competitive and having winning records and maybe sneaking into playoffs. So I really like Bill O'Brien as a hire this offseason. He's going to land on his feet in a team like the Lions or Atlanta. I think the fan base, I think they will have a sour taste in their mouth if he gets hired to one of these places because they know what terrible trades he made. But if he's just coming in as a head coach, I would caution everybody to remember who he is as the coach and not the GM. Houston has an opening. A lot of people have said that Bieniemy is very high on their list. Bieniemy is high on a lot of people's lists. You always have to look at Urban Meyer, Lincoln Riley, Dabo Swinney. All of them are going to be thrown out because those three are kind of the next crop of college coaches that I think are going to try and make the leap. Dabo makes sense. Lincoln makes sense. Urban, on and off, which apparently Jacksonville is very high on Urban Meyer, which is fine. He's a winner, so they should be high on him. I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but there's a little bit of history there that kind of comes with Urban Meyer and being a head coach. And it's different because he's not recruiting. He's not on the road as much. Does that change how things affect him? It's still a long work day. It's still a 12-month-a-year job. But there's no extra recruiting. There's no extra this. He's got a scout team that can go take care of everything for him. He doesn't have to call recruits. He doesn't have to do all that extra odds and ends stuff that a college head coach has to do, that an NFL coach has the freedom and liberty to not do that. So be very interesting there as well. Jacksonville, we talked about. And then the Jets. Also think this could be a good landing spot for Bill O'Brien as well. But the Jets are going to be looking for a coach. They just parted ways with Adam Gase today, or they said they're going to. One of the two. Either way, Adam Gase is getting fired and everybody knows it. So again, we have the Lions as the lowest trading stock right now from the NFL and the NBA. They're being traded at $13 a share. Atlanta's being traded at $15.15 a share. The Texans are being traded at $15.75 a share. I think there's a lot to be desired with this Houston Texans team. You get Deshaun Watson. You get some of their skill players. You get some guys on defense. You get a J.J. Watt. There's a lot to be liked by walking into that Houston job there. The Jaguars, like we said, are traded at $18.75 a share. The Jets are actually traded at $15.50 a share. You would imagine if the Jaguars go Lawrence, the Jets will go Fields. If the Jaguars go Fields, the Jets are going to go Lawrence. Based on what Fields is going to do in this postseason, which he's going to have a good game against that Alabama team, there's going to be conversation now if Fields should be the number one pick. Either way, the Jaguars and the Jets, I think, are going to be given two good quarterbacks. They're each going to get a really good quarterback, and they're going to have something to build on. So that's kind of what we're looking at with the NFL. Everything's coming down. We're getting into the playoffs. There's been some stock movement for sure. The Bills have made a big jump, almost 12% over the last week. They're 12-3. They're being traded at just under $30 a share now. So there is movement on the NFL side, but it is also the majority of the teams are going to be done come Monday. And so you might see some of their stocks start to slow down because they're getting into sort of an off season of the stocks. Then I would say the Browns up 9% week over week. I would say there's going to be a big shift come draft night. And I also think there's going to be a lot of movement come free agency, but in between there from now to draft night, it might be a little bit quieter. There might be a lot of movement, but it might be a little bit quieter. So the NBA, we're going to move over to the hardwood. What up, hardwood? What up, NBA? Glad to see you. Glad you're here. Thanks for coming. The NBA is very interesting right now. So we've got the Phoenix Suns have the best record in the league at 5-1. We've got four teams at 4-1 with Philly, Indiana, Orlando, and Atlanta. All those teams are 4-1. Indiana, Orlando, and Atlanta are all 4-1. Absolutely incredible what those teams have been able to do to get their start. The Clippers and Lakers, both 4-2. That's fine. That's good right there. A lot of teams in the 3-2 to 3-3 range. And then we have a handful of teams that are 2 wins or 1 win. The ones that really stick out, Houston only 1-2. Granted, they had a game postponed, taken away from them at the beginning of the year. Then Wall couldn't play. Then there was a stuff with Harden. Now Wall and Harden are back on the court again. They're seeming to mesh. So with Houston, it's going to take a little bit of time, but they'll end up finding their footing. They're 1-2 right now. Denver, the Denver Nuggets, Western Conference appearance, finals appearance, 1-4 right now. So very interesting. Joker putting up his numbers. Jamal Murray putting up numbers as well, but that team is not getting the wins right now. So that is very interesting to see what's going on there with them. They've taken about a 9% loss since trading has opened for the NBA stocks. They're down about 9%. Just can't seem to find the W's right now. That's really interesting. That one might be the most interesting one so far. And we're early in the season. Granted, we're going to knock 10 games down, so it is only a 72-game season. But I think Orlando being 4-1 and Denver being 1-4 are probably the two biggest talking points right now as far as just records go. Another talking point, I don't know if it's as big, but Washington making the big trade, sending Wall to Houston, getting Russell Westbrook back for Wall, pairing him with Beal and the rest of the guys around him. That Washington team 1-5 right now. Kind of tough to see, kind of tough to watch. They're 2-4 or 1-4? 1-5. Down almost 10% for the week. They're going to be down more than that. They opened at $20. And right now they're trading at about $18.40. So they're down for the whole year really right now as to where that stock opened. So it was interesting because there were a lot of people that were high on a guy like Westbrook going to the East, playing with a guy like Beal next to him. A lot of people were excited about that. I know I was. The Suns at 5-1 are up almost 9% as well. Almost 8% as well. They're up almost $2 from where the stock started trading. You can absolutely see Chris Paul's effect on that team from day one before they even suited up to play a game. You could see it in practice. As players, coaches were talking about it. The other day, we saw him hit that game winner, or what ended up being the game winner. He hit it with like 5 seconds left or so. And it ended up being the game-winning shot. So he's having a lot of fun, a lot of pressure taken off DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker. They're starting to play a little bit better. They're starting to see some better shots as well. That's what a guy like Chris Paul can do for you when you have him on the court. So Phoenix up, Denver, the Nuggets down. We just talked about them. They're 1-4 right now. They're down in total as well, almost just a little over 9% so far from the open. Washington down about the same. And then another team I can draw your attention to is Boston, the Celtics. The Celtics are 3-3 right now, which is very interesting from where everybody kind of thought they were going to be. Jason Tatum signs the big contract in the offseason, which a lot of people wanted him to get. Props to him. I love that he got it. Get your money. But they opened at $32 a share, and they're at $31 right now. So granted, they opened higher than 25 other teams or something like that. But they are regressing right now, and it is showing a little bit on the court. Jaylen Brown's having a fantastic year. But Boston at 3-3 kind of confusing to people. Brooklyn, the Nets are also at 3-3. But, you know, they have the luxury of, oh, well, we've never played together. We're still trying to figure out. We're adding Kevin Durant. We're still trying to figure out how all these pieces fit. They're at 3-3. Durant and Irving are playing absolutely incredible basketball with each other. They're up just about 2% on the year. So not much of a change, but they are up and every little bit counts, as well as in the NBA. If you guys don't know, if you're new to this and you're interested in checking us out, please hit up Symbol on Twitter. You can also hit me up at CMSessStuff. You get a win payout. Every time a stock that you own in the NBA wins a game, you get a 10-cent payout over the course of the year. You don't lose anything or get anything taken from you if your stock, your team loses a game, but you do get a dividend payout every game. So it's also something to think about. You look at, say, the Lakers, right? So the Lakers are trading at $35 right now. They're up almost 9% from where they started. They're at $35.50. If the Lakers win 60 games, just for an even number, they say they go 60-12, you're going to get $6 just off of the pay dividend. And if you bought them, you know, if you bought them at $35, a payout of $6 on a $35 stock is really good when you look at stock markets and other stock markets as far as the dividend checks that bigger companies cut. That dividend payout is nice over time as well. If the stock continues to move upward, you're going to get natural growth out of it, but you're also going to get an in-the-pocket $6 that you can use to put back into the market or something that you can take out of it and keep, whichever one you want to do. But that is something to think about as well. When you're purchasing a stock, you're also advantage. There are advantages to purchasing a stock you know is going to win you a bunch of games versus a stock that you may want to buy and hold for the long term. My advice would be to do both. If you're going to come in and look for a couple of teams, I'd look for a couple of teams you think could have a nice surprising year and you think would gain traction over time. And then I'd look for a couple of teams like either team in LA, like a Philly, like a Milwaukee or a Boston or a Brooklyn that's really going to solidify a lot of wins. As you know, they're going to be in that 50 range, even with it being a shorter season. They're going to be in that low to mid 50s win pace. So I would absolutely encourage you to look at something like that as well. But as far as the NBA stocks go, the lowest traded stock right now is the Pistons. They're being traded at $14 a share. Other than Jeremy Grant, there's not really a lot to favor if you're a Detroit fan. Killian Hayes, probably not doing what you would like to see him do or making the progression you would like to see from him. It's early. It's okay. But they're stuck a little bit in Detroit right now. So they're trading pretty low. The Knicks, even at 2-3 right now, and again, we're a handful of games into the year, so this is not anything to freak out about or to make a snap judgment about, just something I want to keep bringing to your attention. The Pistons and the Knicks are both being traded at $14 a share. That would be down about 10% on the year for both of those stocks. Excuse me, the Pistons are actually down about 14% on the season, where the Knicks are down about 10% so far on the year. The Thunder at 1-3 are being traded at $15 a share. The Timberwolves and the Hornets are pretty interesting. Actually, one other one I want to look at is the Cavs right now. They're 3-2, so they're in the mix a little bit, more so than I think people thought they were going to be even five games in. The Cavaliers are being traded at $16.75 a share, is about what their valuation is right now. Definitely a stock to be interested in and to look at. It is the East. It's a little more open than the West is. So there's a chance maybe Cleveland with Garland and with Sexton and with all those guys able maybe to make a run, at a 7 or 8 seed. They may be able to to bring in some payouts, some dividend payouts, as well as some growth naturally on that stock. So the Cavs, a team to look at. The Timberwolves being traded at $19.50, and the Hornets being traded at $19.75. So I think there's some value in some stocks under $20. The Wizards, I think at $18.40, I think the Wizards will get it figured out. When you move a guy like Wall and you bring in a guy like Westbrook, it's going to just take some time for everybody to kind of get each other felt out and figured out. Ultimately, I think they'll be there. They'll make a playoff run. I have no doubts. I think they'll be there. The Spurs and the Rockets, both right now valued at $20 a share. I think there's value in the Rockets at $20 right now. I really do. I know they're 1-2. But again, Wall just kind of getting back. Cousins has been healing up a little bit. So it's really been the Christian Wood show right now. But Harden's finally getting back. Wood is there. He's developing into what he needs to be for this team. Wall is getting healthy. Cousins is going to get healthy. This team is going to be at full speed, at full strength here soon, and I think this is going to be a team that's absolutely going to compete for, I'd say, anywhere in that 5-8 range. They're probably going to. So those are both at $20 a share. The Mavericks at $29.80 at 2-3. That one's really interesting. I want to see more from Dallas. I thought we would see more from the beginning, but you know, you got to get Luka going. We got to make sure that Porzingis is healthy and is going to have an extended play over time. The Pacers at 4-1 are traded at $28, as well as the Hawks are at 4-1 and traded at $28. So those are some very interesting two stocks to look at. The Hawks are up almost 12%. The Pacers are up about 3% on their stock since the beginning of the year. The 76ers traded at just under $31 a share. There's definitely going to be value in Philly. With what Doc is doing with that team and how they look, and especially because it is the East, Philly is going to be probably the number one seed this year in the East, if not, I mean, at worst, third. Like, if weird stuff just happens, that team's good enough to be a 30 seed in the East. But at $30 a share, I think I see a lot of value in that. They're trading just below Boston. I think I see more value in Philly than I do in Boston right now. So that's definitely something to look at. But there's a lot of movement that's going to start happening in the NBA. We're only 5-6 games in for a lot of teams. So give it time. Don't jump overboard yet. But let me know. Let me know and let Symbol know. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Symbol Exchange is on Facebook. Hop into that group. Start messaging with people, start talking to people, start asking them what they're looking at. Use this as a time to kind of educate yourself. We want to make this fun, and we want to make this the ability for you to trade stocks around sports that you love and sports teams that you love. And we really want that, but we also want to preach, you know, financial literacy and helping people understand markets. So ask people, what are you looking at? What are you thinking about? Are you worried about, this player going down with an injury for a while? Are you worried about load management with Kawhi and with some of these other guys? Who do you see that's below 500 right now that's a good value for a stock? Start asking these questions in the Facebook group that Symbol runs. It's Symbol Exchange on Facebook. Go find them there. Symbol Exchange on Twitter, Symbol Exchange on Instagram. Go find them on symbol.app as well. If you find them and you're new and you're not logged in, you can get logged in, you can get set up completely free, and then you can deposit your money at your own time. We'll put a link in the description. If you want to click on that link, it'll take you right there to it. So that'll be easy enough for you. And then you can get set up and you can put your money in and you can pull it out whenever you want. So it is real money. It's real time. You can absolutely make money in this particular market. I have, so I can tell you firsthand, you can absolutely make money. I know that because I have made money off of it. So But anyways, that's really what this week is kind of we're gearing down on the NFL and we're gearing up on the NBA, but some things we want to talk about. So over the next few months, it's going to be real NBA heavy. We'll look at NFL teams into the playoffs, if there's any value in maybe getting an extra win or two out of a team, or looking to next year, if there's a team in the playoffs that you still see value in for next year, maybe buying and holding and getting ready for the next season once their offseason starts. But we're really going to start deep diving into the NBA stuff. So appreciate you guys. Thank you for your time. Thank you for watching. If you're an avid watcher, avid listener, I appreciate it. Please comment below. Let me know what stock you have recently bought or sold and why. And I'll hit you up in the comments and we can have a conversation about it. And maybe we'll get a couple of good ideas from some people. So really excited. In the coming weeks, I'm going to look to have on guys that are a part of Symbol, the Symbol creators and the co-founders. Absolutely want to have them on. And then we have some other people now, really excited for them. Their name and their brand is starting to grow. So they've got some people that are coming on board to help work with them and partner with them. Absolutely going to reach out to have those guys on. And so we're going to have a conversation with some really great guys coming down the weeks, all about Symbol and all about investment and trading and stocks and some of their ideas. And we're going to talk vocabulary and what to know and everything like that. Also, Symbol has a YouTube page. It is Symbol Exchange. If you ever want to find them, it's Symbol Exchange. Just look them up that way and you'll definitely find them. So appreciate you guys. Hope you guys had a safe New Year's. Hope you guys had a safe holiday season. Excited for 2021. Excited for what it has to store, what it has in store for us. But again, do your due diligence. Do your studying. Don't make a panic decision. Don't make a snap decision. When you make, when you do your studying, when you do your looking up of what you're going to do for your stocks, once you have a good idea, once you know exactly what you want to do, execute that. Execute on your plan. Don't execute on your emotions. That's another big trading tip. If you're getting into the financial world, you want to execute on a plan. You don't want to execute on emotion. Appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you back next week. And we're out of here. Peace out. God bless.